You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Which Star Are You Following? Now here is Dr. Schultz.
We have now officially begun the year of 1997, and it would be fabulous if we could say that most people are launching into the new year with great confidence and tremendous courage. However, headlines and news reports tell us just the opposite. There is a great deal of political uncertainty nationally and also internationally. Following the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, instead of world conditions becoming more stable, there is now increasing anarchy and endless disorder worldwide. In the United States and Canada, for example, heads of households are looking for reliable direction for their homes. Some follow the stock market as they seek financial direction. Others have their ears glued to the radio talk shows, hoping to pick up helpful advice. A large segment of our population, much larger than most people realize, looks to astrology and to astrologists and to horoscopes. One out of every four adults nowadays guides his or her life by reading the horoscope. There are certainly, of course, enough astrologers and philosophers around nowadays willing to give advice. The best place. Yes, the best place and the most reliable place and the most God-pleasing thing to do is to follow the example of the wise men described in the Bible. The Bible tells us how these magi, these sages from the East, followed a very special star sent by God. And in doing so, these men were led by the light from God, not to uncertainty, but to a new confidence and a living hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, no doubt many of you have heard about the wise men that the Bible talks about. Maybe you have seen wise men artistically depicted on Christmas cards or in Christmas decorations. These colorful illustrations usually show the wise men riding along on camels with a bright star above them and in front of them. These depictions are all based on the accounts found in the Gospels. For instance, St. Matthew says that the wise men followed this star until it came and stood over where the Christ child was. There, these wise men found the newborn baby Jesus with Mary, his mother. Then these wise men, they fell down. That's correct. That's what the Bible says. These wise men fell down when they found the newborn Jesus, and they worshipped him. Now, of course, for some, this touching story of the wise men and the Star of Bethlehem is little more than a cute little story. But for believers, however, in God, those who believe in what God is telling us, their response is different. This is a true story of history. And for those who believe in the Word of God, for them, this event of history has repeatedly proven to be one of the most powerful encouragements in life. You see, these wise men, who were led by the star over Bethlehem, were actually being guided toward the most important thing in life. This bright star led them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as you and I look to 1997, we also need to follow the example of the wise men. Of course, we don't have a bright star like the wise men did. Nevertheless, we do have the bright light of the Word of God. In the Bible, in the book of Psalms, we read, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's word will not only help you to live each day, but the bright light of God's living word will also enable you by faith to see the most important thing in your life. God's word is his lamp of light for your path, the path which leads to Jesus Christ. The Apostle John explains this when he says, "These sacred scriptures have been written so that you and I might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing in this, you and I might have life in his name." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Oh, what a blessed promise of God this is, especially to those of you who are concerned parents. You look at the conditions in which your loved ones will have to grow up these days. Questionable rock music, some which is terribly obscene and often filled with blood and violence, is filling your children's heads and polluting their minds. The merchants of materialism, they use billions of dollars and high-powered advertising techniques, all with the intent of manipulating the minds of your children so that they believe only one thing in life matters: money, money, and more money. And so then, for this reason, you as a parent need to encourage your children to do what the wise men did. Your children need to follow the life-giving light of God's Word. You see, these sages from the East, these wise men, they saw the bright star and followed its light all the way to the newborn Christ in Bethlehem. Now, although it is not a star, God's light is still available to us today, and also to your children. Lovingly, then, encourage your children to read and study the Word of God. This Word of Life will provide for them a safe path to walk in life. This light of Christ will enable them to also avoid the dark tricks of the devil. And they will also be able to use this powerful Word, as St. Paul explains, as a spiritual weapon, as a spiritual sword to defend themselves from all attacks of the evil one. And this is also why you and your family need to go to church every Sunday, where the light of God's Word is clearly proclaimed. For when your children go to Sunday school, and when they hear the true events of how God has worked to help His people in Bible history, then they will very soon, yes, they will very quickly realize that the devil is constantly seeking to confuse and to even destroy them. God's Word will enlighten your child's mind to understand that their real struggle is not with their parents, but, as the Bible says, against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. This same Word of God, then, will also encourage your loved ones, as it assures all of us, even today, that when Jesus lives within us, we need never fear the devil. We then live with the confidence every day that greater is He, the Bible says, greater is He, Jesus, than he who is in the world. Oh, these words of assurance that the power of Jesus is greater than the power of the devil were demonstrated publicly when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Through His suffering and death on the cross, Jesus took upon Himself all of your sins and mistakes. And with His innocent blood, Jesus paid the price that you and I should have paid. On that first Good Friday, on the hill outside of Jerusalem, the strongest forces of evil and hell assaulted the sinless Son of God, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. The struggle was fierce, the battle was decisive, and in that final moment, Jesus cried out in victory from the cross, "It is finished!" And at that moment, Jesus announced that He was victorious over the evil one. This is the good news that is revealed to us through the light of God's Word. The wise men were led to Christ by a special light, and when they arrived at the manger, they fell down and they worshiped the baby Jesus. In the same way, when you and I come to understand by faith all that the light of God reveals to our heart regarding Jesus, then we too, on bended knee, need to worship and to follow Jesus, the crucified and the resurrected and the living Christ. And so then, as you look for direction in 1997, follow the example of the wise men. Fix your eyes on the light of God's Word and refuse to follow the false stars and the signs of astrology. Seek only the light of God. This light will save you, and this is the light that will lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Cling therefore by faith unto this crucified and resurrected Jesus. Through faith in Jesus, God will give you the power and the courage and the living hope that you need to have a life that is truly enjoyable and an existence that is absolutely fulfilling. And so when the devil tempts you in 1997, don't give in. Don't feel powerless. Follow Jesus' example. Trust in God's powerful Word. And through His Word, put on the full armor of God. This Word will enable you to stand firm against the schemes of the evil one. take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, he could have tried to argue with the devil, but he didn't do this. He simply quoted God's Word, and the devil had to flee. He had no choice. My friend, when you are tempted to gossip or to cheat or to be angry at someone else in 1997, again, follow Jesus' example. Say loudly and clearly to yourself and to Satan, "Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. I will not be moved." Then, with confidence in Christ, go on with your life, clinging to the promise of God that greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. And finally, when you, through the light of God's Word, understand that God has forgiven you your past sins and that He has forgiven all your mistakes in life in Jesus Christ, then cling to His promise of full pardon, even when the devil keeps reminding you of your frequent failures. Take comfort and take courage in God's Word, spoken through the psalmist when he said, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious. He is slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. The Lord has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has He rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving kindness toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us." So then, as you seek advice and direction in 1997, don't follow astrology or the horoscope or any other worldly philosophy or any other worldly religion or gimmick. But instead, by the light of God's Word, look to Jesus, your Lord and Savior. For in this crucified and resurrected Christ is your help, in Him is your hope, and in Him is your life. Yes, it is a life for you that is eternal. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.